against number 8 Wisconsin. 5-0 on the season, 2-0 in Big Ten play. This team is only getting better and better as the year goes on. Next week, we travel to Rutgers. It's a 7 p.m. game in Piscataway, New Jersey. I'm not worried about that game, but let's talk about the defense. Before we talk, get too ahead of ourselves, Jeff Childs, how did the defense do yesterday? What did you, give them a grade and tell me why you think they deserve that grade.
A plus, Jay-Z.
A plus, best you've seen all year.
A plus. I mean, well, I guess it wouldn't be an A plus unless it was a shutout. But to be fair to the defense, Wisconsin's lone touchdown, as we said, did come off a turnover in a short field. So I'll say A. I'll amend it and say A. They didn't get the shutout, so A. But I think every facet of this defense, Jay-Z, is working together in a level of cohesion, and they're playing together, whether that's the defensive line and the way they're getting to the quarterback or shutting down lanes from a ball carrier. I think Ben Gedion at linebacker right now is, you said earlier that somebody was a man. Well, Ben Gedion is a man right now. The way he's flowing to the ball, his side-to-side movement, covering every play, reading where the offense is running their play, reading where the ball is going. Ben Gedion has been outstanding at the linebacker position right now. Jordan Lewis, we can devote a whole segment to him later. He has been just excellent in a lot of ways in his return. Jabril Peppers as well. Glasgow, I thought, had a really good day, finished with 5 total tackles, a pass breakup, and a half tackle for loss yesterday.
Yeah, it was a sack.
Yeah, the sack. And Channing Stribling, you know, for some of the PI penalties in the last couple of games, and he's had some issues giving up long plays, there's no doubt about it. But I think he's showing an ability to read plays in the defensive backfield and read coverages to where he's running either with the receiver or where the receiver is going. His coverage is getting a lot better in the back end.
So can I ask you about Peppers? He only had 3 tackles. Is he going soft? Is he not that good? What's going on with
this
Peppers
guy? He's done, Jay-Z. He's done.
It's over with. He better declare now because his season is over. No, I really thought they went to the other side.
Yeah, they didn't go at Peppers.
He attacked some guy named Stribling. I don't know. Did he do anything in the game, Stribling, at all? Give me some stats on Stribling. Do you have any, maybe a key stat that he did to help the Wolverines win this game?
I would say the 2 interceptions.
2 interceptions, yes. I would say that also.
Yep.
They attacked that side of the ball, you know, the they went, instead of going at Peppers, they went across the field, and it didn't work. Stribling did a very good job. There was one time I think he was beat and gave up some yardage.
Yeah,
but other
I think
than
you're
that,
right. Yeah,
he did an awesome job, and Stribling's my MVP of the game.
And he was the guy that you remember all offseason. He was the guy that the coaches talked about. We're going to see a lot of improvement from him. You saw the play he made in the spring game, all that. This is going to be a guy in the secondary to look for, and he really was. And this goes back to not just him, Jay-Z, but the way the defensive line is just squeezing the life out of these offenses. The second interception, the one that near the end of the game that Hornibrook threw, yes, he overthrew his receiver on that play, but Stribling made a great play to leap on the ball and then return that thing. I mean, he has shown an awareness now in the secondary where not only is he not giving up the big play, but he's creating plays for his defense.
Yeah, and I want to look at, and you can look at Hornibrook. He was 9-for-25 with 3 INTs, 88 yards. 1 touchdown, his longest pass was for 24 yards. The week before, I'm sure these stats didn't match up with what he did against Michigan State. But yeah, Hornibrook did not do what we thought he could. And I believe Wisconsin, they go back and they're just, they still don't know what happened to their team.
No.
They're looking like he's like, you know, what happened to my hands? I have no idea. And I believe that, you know, Channing Stribling, Allen Robinson has a tattoo of Stribling, right? You know about this, right?
I do know that story, yes.
I do believe Hornibrook's going to get a Stribling tattoo. It's just Stribling with a football on each hand. Like, thanks for both my interceptions. Because, a lot of people came into this as they saw what they did to Michigan State, and Michigan State is a great team, as we found out last night.
But Michigan State is not Michigan's defense. I think we can all agree on that at this point.
Indiana will be calling an Indiana football team if you want to call in and talk about that. 734-998-1050. Happy calls, and I'm sure you're pretty happy, Indiana. But looking at Michigan's defense, I don't believe that they knew what they were doing. Wisconsin's offense did not know what they were doing the entire game. Meaning, they kept guessing, and it was playing a chess match, but they didn't have everyone on the board for them. They were playing with checkers, let's just say that. That's how confused Wisconsin was yesterday. the touchdown they score, I felt like Michigan kind of laid off a little bit. Like, we're up, and we're doing a great job, so we're going to lay off a little bit. And then once it was tied, everybody's like in panic mode. People were, you know, Twitter was on fire, and because of that, you know.
When is Twitter not on fire?
Well, no, that's true. Twitter's always on fire. You just got to hit, you just scroll forward, and you're going to see something that you're like in shock of. But Jordan Lewis, my question to you, both of you, Matt Misler, should he have dropped the ball, or should he just, I mean, yes, incredible. I don't think he could do that again if that, it was thrown to him that way.
That interception was a leaping work of art. That thing was just glorious to behold. And even Chuck himself tweeted at JD after the game for how great that interception was. And it was great, don't get me wrong, but if Michigan, God forbid, I mean, we wondered this in the press box, if there had been enough time left on the clock and had to punt, you go from punting at the 50 and giving Wisconsin even the slightest margin of time left on the clock to punching in another touchdown and calling it a day.
Yeah.
So as great as that interception was, I think you have to play. And let's be honest and let's remember that this was a game of field position. And that was a field position play that would have sealed the game right there. And Michigan wouldn't have had to call all three timeouts. They wouldn't have had to go through all that. So I think if you're talking about strictly football and field position, that was the way to go.
So you're saying drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Knock it down.
Matt Misler, your thoughts on the interception, and should he just – I know it's one of those things, you're going to catch it if you can. That's what he's supposed to do. But he more than likely – Harbaugh, after it happened, he didn't look happy at all. Your thoughts, Misler?
Well, the thing is leading up to that play, I was down about four studios down doing pregame for some other team that, you know, ended
lost.
Up losing.
Yeah.
That we will leave nameless on this radio wave here. And I had three other games on the computer just watching. I was watching the team just a city over who actually won. Congratulations to EMU.
4-1.
Yeah, I'm surprised with that. But I had on the other screen Michigan and Wisconsin. Now, my buddy who I've been texting back and forth said, I can't believe you're going to miss this play. And I go, I don't know what you're talking about. I flip over to the audio stream, and I saw the play as it happened, you know, obviously on a computer delay.
Right. Oh, yeah,
and
obviously.
To me, I mean, you needed a big play like that to get the crowd hyped up, to get them back into it. Because, I mean, for the most part, and a lot of people, you know, I don't want to bring negativity, but a lot of people were saying...
Don't do it.
No negativity on this show. We've already set those ground rules.
I know, but I'm the bully of the playground, so I don't care. But it was one of those... People were complaining about, no, this is a boring game. It's like, well, we haven't seen a good Big Ten football game here in Ann Arbor in quite a while where it was strictly defense and the team wins by 7 points and it's a 14-7 game. So to have something big defensively like that got the crowd going. And to be honest with you, even though it may have been a bad decision, you know, defensively wise, it was a good decision to get the crowd hyped up and it got the defense and everyone on the sideline hyped up as well. So I think personally, it was a great decision for JD to go up there, bring it down one-handed, banana, da-na-na style.
Yeah, see, I'm totally against that. I think he was doing what he was supposed to do. Now, if Harbaugh looked like, oh, because if you drop it, where are they on? Like the 8-yard line?
Mm-hmm. And as opposed to the 50.
Right. And then, well, field goal kicking was not going to happen. So more likely, yeah, you're just going to try to punch it in. If not, give him the ball back and say, all right, here, you're going to have to march 90-plus yards. I know that he didn't think about it. He's like, oh, I should just knock it down. Because you never know. We've seen that before where someone goes to knock it down. There's a receiver right there, and next thing you know, you're catching that, and then that guy has a sweet reception that goes all these yards. So he did the thing what he's supposed to do. But I think Jim, myself, if he drops it, easier to score a touchdown. If not, they're going to have to run the whole field. So, all right, when we get back, we'll actually talk to our media guest. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050 WTK's Playground.